Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Hamilton County 4-H will hold a fishing workshop on Monday, July 14th at the Lake McLeansboro Reservoir in the pavilion. It will begin at 9 a.m. IDNR will be on hand, and they will bring fishing poles and have instruction to kids how to cast and how to fish. Then the youth will be allowed to fish around the lake, and each fish caught will be weighed and measured and then thrown back. There is no license required for this day, and it is free to attend. There will be prizes given for biggest fish, smallest fish, longest fish, shortest fish, different prizes, and some for the casting. So if you would like to sign up your child, anyone under the age of 8 needs to be accompanied by an adult, but anyone 8 or over can just come and be dropped off if they want to, or the family can come and fish. But we do need to get a registration of how many are coming so they know how many supplies to bring. So if you would like to sign your child up, contact the Extension office at 618-643-3416. Again, this is July 14th at 9 a.m. Once again, this year, the Hamilton County HCE will host a cultural arts show during Fall Festival. This year, there's a new challenge that's been added. It's called Storybook Quilt Challenge. The requirements are a minimum of a 40 by 40, must go along with a child's storybook theme. Quilts can be pieced, embroidered, hand-embroidered, quilt-embroidered, anything that you desire to make a quilt that looks like a child's book. Quilts must be completed by September 4th during Fall Festival. This was open to any resident in Hamilton County. Quilts will be displayed at the Cultural Arts Contest at the Fall Festival on September 4th and 5th. Storybooks must accompany the quilt. So get to quilting and making that storybook quilt. As the summer winds down, we think about heading back to school. Bridge Hamilton County is helping kids in Hamilton County with a new pair of shoes. We recognize that back-to-school costs can be expensive, as it often involves registration, sports fees, gear, school physicals, and school supplies. A quality pair of shoes can easily be $50, and many families have more than one child to enroll in school. So if you need school shoes, this program is for families whom purchasing school shoes would be a financial hardship. The deadline to apply is July 11th. Sign up at Bridge Hamco on Facebook or email bridgehamco@gmail.com for more information. If you want help, you can support this effort by making a donation online to bridgehamco.square.site, or you can contact Katie Jones. Bridge Hamilton County does many things to help kids with back-to-school supplies, but supplying shoes is one thing that's very important. So if you'd like to help or if your child needs shoes, contact Bridge Hamilton County. The Unit Tattoo will also offer a school supply drive. At this time, they are asking for donations from the public of things that will be given away to kids as they head back to school. They are in need of number 2 yellow pencils, markers, crayons, plain folders, composition notebooks, spiral notebooks, glue sticks or glue bottles, kid scissors, blunt point tips, pencil box clear, pencil top erasers, and block erasers and pen gear. So if you would like to donate any of them items, contact the Unit Tattoo and you can donate to that item. The farmers market continues in Hamilton County on every Wednesday. Last week, we had record crowds. Over the past 4 years, we had more people there than we've ever had. Each week, it runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the corner of Randolph and Jackson, which is right across from Subway. We are still accepting vendors, but last week we had several vendors, and there's a lot of produce coming on now. The Hamilton 4-H Gift Garden will have quite a bit of produce, which will include radishes, onions, potatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, cabbage, and tomatoes. Last week we had a lot of baked items. The Cobden Peach people are there, and we had sweet corn last week. So if you'd like to come out and check out the Hamilton County Farmers Market, please do so. And that will run every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. through the month of September. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.